Hello, and welcome to another Skedline Conversation. I'm Clement Goh, and I had the chance to speak to Lakeshore's two students who are running for vice president in this year's Ignite election. Ahead of the results on March 1st, business administration students Ryan Stafford and Ostap Pavliok are looking for an opportunity to improve student life. However, they're both a year apart and haven't actually met each other. Stafford is in his first year, while Pavliok is in his second. Pavliok says he's looking to make an impact before graduating.
So I came to Canada 2 years ago, right?
From where?
Ukraine. Yeah, I'm from Ukraine. And I found a couple of jobs. I was working, and all the time I was working, there was no major difference in those jobs. Like, you were always doing this minor job or some partially, or even like something that is not important to anyone. And I feel like the opportunity with Ignite, with vice president, it can actually make a difference. And that what I'm being a student right now and feeling like I need the job that, well, I'll see, oh, this is what happened. And like, you can actually change some things. To show to anyone who is here, like, everyone matters. That's what.
Stafford says he was inspired by Ignite's current members to join the race, applying his business skills to reaching out at Lakeshore.
My neighbor is dating the VP of GH. So we hang out and talk and stuff. And she gave me a few tips. Some of the tips she gave me was to go out and interact with the students rather than just putting up a million posters. So I took her advice, and instead of posting, because I do want to focus on sustainability, so the business cards I was handing out and the paper I was using was biodegradable. So with that, I didn't want to post a lot around the schools, and we did get like told not to do that. So the best way to meet people is, you know, directly rather than indirect. Did I find myself getting involved? Probably around January. I was talking to the VP of GH, and she told me I should do it, and how it would really benefit me, not only in business, but in like my rest of my career. And I thought it over. I talked to my manager over at Lynx Cafe in North Campus. She said it was a good idea, so I just went through with it. I wanted to challenge myself and give myself something new to do.
Pavliok previously ran for VP in last year's election, and the position ultimately went to Graham Budgen. This time, he says that was an advantage.
It's much easier because I know what to expect, and also you don't need to create... you basically know what to expect from the campaign and how to talk to people, how to approach them. You're not afraid anymore to speak to people. So, yeah, I think that's how helps you.
Health is a priority for both candidates. Under the busy semester, Stafford believes he is able to improve amenities such as nutrition through listening to concerns.
There's a lot of culture there. There's a lot of culture, yeah. Different people, different groups, different ideas. But they all really have the same goal. They just want to make the experience at Humber better. So that's what I'm going to try to do for them. Because I'm also focusing on healthy, active living. If there's a way that we can bring in either healthier foods or better foods that aren't overpriced. Like, there's just the simple things that the students want, and it's not a hard fix, but it's not an easy fix at the same time. We just need someone to go ahead and make, you know, to try to change them.
Pavliok's time with meeting students made him want to address problems with communication. With Ignite, he looks to increase discussion of Lakeshore's amenities in order to improve them.
You know, there's always room for improvement, and I feel like even though my program has great teachers, there are also some drawbacks in the material, and you can change some things. So the concern is here is to motivate them and also to improve mental health, food, how to, like, all those things. They are promoted on campus, but we can do a better job.
Across his life, Stafford played basketball and grew to love a team dynamic. As VP, he looks to work with students as much as Ignite's board.
Something that I really wanted them to understand is like I'm focusing on healthy mental health. That's a major part of my campaign, but also that some of the things that I want to bring in, I might not necessarily be able to do, and that everything's a work in progress. And we're going to like, I'm going to try to get the information out for the students as clearly as possible. And also I urge the students and then my fellow classmates to contact me if they have any questions, because I feel like there is a gap between the students knowing what's going on and what's actually going on.
For Stafford, he wants to show promises are made to be kept. He also looks to gain a perspective from students in order to identify some changes.
Some people don't like student representatives. That's it. Like,
what makes you say that?
It's not that like I'm bad-mouthing people, but they'll challenge you. They'll challenge all your thoughts because they don't approve of it. They think that we're just doing it. They're just doing it to get for money or whatever for us. We're just doing it for us. But I guess I don't see the idea that we're the student representative, so we're pushing for the students. But some people just don't agree with it.
Pavlyuk's experience working several jobs was a challenge from not being able to create changes. Coming from Ukraine, he felt as if he finally had a chance to take action when he started studying at Humber.
The hardest thing is to say and then do this thing. Because I say those things right now to you that I'll do this, I'll do that. But then eventually things turn out that there should be more time spent on keeping ignite just life because of the reductions, you know, that's going on. For example, and I won't be able to do the stuff I promised. So that's the hardest thing, to predict what you're going to do in the future.
Thank you for joining us in this Skedline conversation with Ignite VP candidates Ryan Stafford and Ostap Pavlyuk. With the votes being counted, both candidates will be expecting results at a Friday event on March 1st. I'm Clement Goh for Skedline.com.